flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Super Bowl set up in Kansas City, the first team, Shask. We had three teams that had gone back-to-back with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl for a chance at a three-peat. Steelers in the 70s, the Niners and Cowboys, or excuse me, the Niners in 89, of course, 89-90, and then the Dallas Cowboys. Each of those teams, those three teams, lost in the conference championship game. So Kansas City will actually play in the game to three-peat and try to make history. This is unreal. Unreal.
I mean, he's just... They're just unbelievable. There's no other way to describe them. I mean, look, we can talk about officials till we're blue in the face. The reality is you have to play a perfect game to beat them. Perfect. Yep. Not really good. You'd be perfect. That's how good they are.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My bigger beef isn't necessarily with officials in a particular play. Like, great example, you and I were talking at the break. The throw that Xavier Worthy, I guess, apparently caught, that two guys looked like they were catching it simultaneously. I don't know. Did the Chiefs come down with it? He had one hand on it. Yep. The Bills looked like they had two hands on it, but it wasn't on his chest. There was going to be a hold on that play anyway. Mm-hmm. And McDermott throws a challenge flag. I watched it over and over and over. I don't know. I literally do not know. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand if I was a Bills fan, I'd probably be like, that's an interception. Right. If I was a Chiefs fan, I'd probably say that's a reception. I know that there's things like tie goes to the offense. I don't even know. Here's my bigger overarching thing when it comes to officiating. It's impossible to play defense. Hey. It's impossible to play defense. Here's where I'm going with this. The tush push, okay? If I'm a defender and I stick up a running back or a wide receiver and he's held up and then another guy comes crashing in, the official is almost immediate in terms of blowing the whistle so that you can't come in what I call the Deshaun Goldson. Right. Oh, you want to get held up and keep fighting for yards? Here comes Deshaun Goldson, you know, like a boomerang, a cannonball, bang, let me hit you. Who gets flagged? The defensive player. Yep. Why is it that the tush push will allow a head start run, whether it's a lineman, whether it's a tight end, a running back, a wide receiver, to come three, four, five steps in and come crashing in to a pile and allow the quarterback to get pushed forward. When if the defense did that, we would always throw the flag in the open field. It makes no sense to me. I want that adjudicated out of the game. The second one, the sidelines should not be a safe space. I'm sorry. If I'm a cornerback and I'm trying to tackle Mahomes, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, and these guys are coming at me and they are just muscle. Look at Jalen Hurts' legs. Look at Jalen Hurts' body. And I'm a 5'9 to 5'11, 195-pound DB. I'm going to try to keep my eyes on you, and I'm trying to hit you. Now I have to look down at to whether your foot or your toe was on the sidelines. I get trying to have player safety. But if that guy turns upfield, who's the first guy getting plowed? The DB! I just think this whole thing is out of control in terms of safety near the sideline. I understand. We don't want late hits. We don't want people to get hit. But you got to be kidding me.
Let's hear the sound.
Pressure again. Hurts floats away. Barkley, one-handed catch. Not going to be able to hold it down. But it hit out of bounds. And there's a penalty. Oh, my goodness. Mikey Samer still on the hit. A huge mistake.
Yeah, right on the sideline, Samer still saying he was in bounds. He's got his right foot. And just as the left foot hits, I think that's a good call.
Mike, do you like that call there?
I do, because it's just a matter of the left foot being down. The left foot's down out of bounds just prior to the contact. You could actually pick that up in replay if it wasn't, but they looked at it and said that they could not pick that up since the foot was down.
We're watching in slow-mo as to whether the foot went down or not. Again, if Saquon, we're talking micro fractions of a second. If Saquon turns upfield and that DB, it kind of eases up, who's the first to get plowed?
See, I thought on that play, Saquon had given himself up and was clearly headed out of bounds. And I just think, as a defender in that situation, it's better to play safe on that particular play. Now, I get it with the Mahomes scrambles and the Allen scrambles. It's tough to hold up in
those
situations.
Those are more egregious.
But that one yesterday with Saquon Barkley, I thought he had clearly given himself up and was clearly headed out of bounds. And it's a bang-bang play by a young defender. I think maybe if you just thud him and you just push him. But the fact that the contact, it looked like it was a kill shot almost, right? Now, DB's small. He's 185 or whatnot. And he hit him, and there was no flopping there. I just thought it was a little too close for comfort there, and I thought it was the right call. I thought Washington was undisciplined at times yesterday. Hell, they turned it over four times, and Eagles scored touchdowns on all four of those turnovers. That player in particular, I thought Saquon had given himself up.
See, I view the whole defensive thing right now, all the rules are slanted toward the offense. And so to me, like, if there is a bang-bang play on the sidelines, can we have a little leeway? Just a little for the DBs. Just a little.
I agree.
I hear you on maybe Saquon was giving himself up in that, but what if he does plant his foot in the ground a micro inch away from the sideline and then turns upfield and that guy eases up a little? He could get hurt.
He could get hurt, but it's a big, big play. It's a big, big play. Saquon, I thought, clearly gave himself up. With the quarterback, it's a little different. You're going to have to be cautious with the quarterbacks because we know the quarterbacks get the call. So, yeah, there's no doubt about that, that needs to be looked at a little bit, but Washington, man, just shooting themselves.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's not why they lost. I want to make it clear. That's not why they lost.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm just saying my bigger beefs with the officials are not individual plays. It's more, my God, it's impossible to play defense.
But this has been the case for the last decade, and this was the warning that I thought, you know, the NFL giving away, and I thought, boy, this is an offensive league now.
100%.
Pass interference, defensive holding, legal heads to the face. I mean, none of these calls, and this has to do with the fantasy football. It has to do with the casual fan wanting points, 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 points. They don't want defensive battles. They want points, points, so points, true. Points, 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 points. They want the light bulbs at the scoreboard blown out because the points are being scored left and right. And that's just the day and age we're in. It's hard to play defense, and we know that. But I think they will, and Adam Schefter mentioned it yesterday, that the league will look at the quarterback slides and some of these plays that are getting called for 15 yards. Let's go to...
Well, like, real quick on the tush push before you go out to the lines. Like, I just don't see the tush push as some, like, exciting play. I think it's garbage. And again, I say, how many times has any runner, wide receiver, tight end, whatever, they get stuck up and it's like one, two, all right, the whistle's blown. If a linebacker comes flying in and hits that guy, it's always
a
penalty.
It might be a flag. It might be a flag.
But yet we're allowing, and again, it's not just Jalen Hurts, but we're allowing anyone, like, oh, I'm A.J. Brown. Let me come flying in and hit someone from the back. I just think it should be looked at.
Yeah, and I
think
they will.
It's that exciting of a play.
I think they will. I think they will. Now, they, you know, some team, Buffalo ran it to his pussy, got stuffed.
It's true.
The Eagles did get stuffed yesterday. Well, Brady mentioned it, that they run the tush push to the left side of the formation most of the time. So you're starting to see teams maybe have a few, a little more success, but the tush push is going nowhere. Teams at college are running it. We saw the Baltimore Ravens running it with tight ends. There was a crazy play. Who read it? Was it college? Or I don't know where I saw it, but they were lining up for the tush push, and a snap went to the running back.
Yes.
I don't know who. I forgot who ran that play. It's like, wow, here's the evolution of the tush push.
And then I think we all found out in real time, oh, wait a minute. If you just jump over the top two or three times in a row, the official's like, hey, we can award them a touchdown. What?
Yeah,
I never knew that was
it. Like, how close can they put this ball to the goal line at this point?
Well, interestingly enough, you got a situation here. If these are deliberate, and you heard Sean Hockley say that it could lead to an unsportsmanlike conduct call, it could also lead to awarding a score if it happens multiple times like this. We'll hear what Sean has to say.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
Mike, that's I
didn't know that.
I've been watching football my whole life, and I didn't know that was a rule. I mean, the NFL rule book is so damn complicated and complex. I mean, good luck to the casuals trying to follow along football.
Between that, Bonte and Shasky, and then the blended clock, I have never heard that before in my life. The blended clock, where there was a half second difference between the play clock and the game clock. So Mahomes asked the ref, he's like, can I just bring this down to the 2-minute warning? They're like, oh yeah, that's good. I was like, wait, what? There's a difference.
I'm Buffalo,
I'm pissed at that.
That's the one thing with the NBA. Zero means shot clock violation or game clock violation. The NFL, it could be zero on the play clock, and they say, well, you got a little buffer,
the buffer
with the zero. It's like, wait a minute, zero is zero. Zero means zero.
But, like, again, I don't pretend like I had my hand in the dirt, and I know what it's like being a nose tackle. But if you watch it, Jalen Hurts' head, he can just keep bobbing his head, and then the center can kind of, like, play with the ball. Yep. He can keep spinning the ball. It's just the whole play is out of control.
Yeah, it's out
of control.
I'm
done with the tush push.
We can award a play.
I'm so done. You know what I was thinking? What would Lee Woodall do? Lee Woodall would have done exactly what that guy did yesterday, Louvu, whatever the guy said, who was actually having a great game. Like, he would have jumped over the top and tried to take out the quarterback.
No doubt. Let's go to.